President Trump wants a military parade, and WYPR's Karen Hosler reports that that desire is leading to one of the more awkward controversies in Washington.
That was 1991, the last time America's military leaders greeted the commander-in-chief at the top of a parade stand near the White House. That could be the image playing in Donald Trump's head as he directs his senior officers to prepare a similar celebration for Veterans Day later this year. Defense Secretary James Mattis described it on C-SPAN as a salute to the soldiers, sailors, and airmen who serve their country.
I think we're all aware in this country of the president's affection and respect for the military. We've been putting together some options. We'll send them up to the White House for a decision.
But unlike the 1991 gala, there is no great victory to celebrate and no money to spare for such a celebration in a Pentagon budget squeezed by spending caps. What's more, Senator Ben Cardin, a Maryland Democrat, says there is no enthusiasm for a military parade now in either political party.
I think most people are embarrassed by this request. They recognize it's more of an ego issue with the president than it is for our soldiers.
Secretary Mattis estimated that a parade like the 1991 gala, hosted by President George H.W. Bush, featuring tanks, missile launchers, and other heavy equipment, could cost up to $30 million. Cardin noted that may not include the tab for repairs to D.C. roadways, similar to what was required after the Bush parade.
If we had this extra money, there are so many other needs out there for our military families that would be a much higher priority.
Trump has been saying his inspiration for the parade came from attending the Bastille Day celebration in Paris last year with French President Emmanuel Macron. He told a Fox News audience last week that he would only do it at a reasonable cost, but also expressed his desire for a lot of plane flyovers. Cardin has been working for months to shut off the spigot for parade funding. As soon as Trump's reaction to the French parade surfaced, the Maryland senator proposed an amendment to a defense policy bill that would have prohibited the use of federal money for such a parade. It did not make the final version. Then, after Trump's parade proposal went public earlier this month, Cardin offered his amendment as a standalone bill. But the Republican-controlled Congress is not likely to approve such a restriction on a Republican president, which Cardin notes would leave the final choice to Trump.
I've given up trying to figure out what the president's going to do.
The deciding factor may be public opinion. A recent Quinnipiac University poll suggested that a majority of Republican voters think that a parade is not a good use of public funds. Among Democrats, opposition is overwhelming. Cardin met last Friday with veterans in Ellicott City, where he got questions dealing mostly with bread and butter issues like jobs and health care. No one mentioned the parade. Whether that's good news or bad news for the president remains to be seen, but it seems a safe bet that the 1991 extravaganza won't be matched. With help from C-SPAN and the George H.W. Bush Presidential Library, I'm Karen Hosler for 88.1 WYPR.